A weekly series of concerts that were being held at the Canuck on Great Northern Road has been cancelled because of health and safety concerns, say organizers. The Sioux Blues Society announced on Monday it was cancelling Wednesday blues nights until further notice and will no longer be booking or promoting events at the Canuck. The Sioux Blues Society regrets having to cancel the Society's participation in any of the upcoming booked Wednesday night shows, as the health and safety of the musicians and our blues music lovers is always most important to us, said a post on the organization's Facebook page. When reached for comment on Tuesday, a representative for the organization said it would not be making further comment on the matter. Ownership of the former Canadian Hotel changed hands in April and was renamed the Canuck. A woman who identified herself as the manager when answering the phone at the Canuck on Tuesday declined to comment for this article. Sue Today also attempted to contact the owner. In a public Facebook post last week, a local man said he recently attended the Canuck to take in some live music for the first time in a year. As we walked to the side door entrance, however, we were struck by a couple of things. First, we walked past at least three vehicles with anti-vaccine messages plastered all over them. There was also a large banner hanging from the railing outside the entrance. It read, "Join the fight." And the room itself? Well, it was also full, wall-to-wall people, all unmasked, listening to a speaker blathering about personal freedom and government oppression and tyranny and blah blah blah, said Michael Young in the September 30th post. Young went on to say public health measures that are meant to curb COVID-19 were being flouted and he chose to leave. No one asked us for a vaccine certificate when we walked into the venue, and the first thing we noticed was that staff were roaming the bar, taking orders, etc., without masks, said Young. It was not a comfortable situation, and we were torn between staying, in support of our friends in the band, or simply leaving a venue where even the most basic public health regulations were being brazenly ignored. Sue Today was not able to verify Young's claims or any safety concerns at the bar. A Sioux Today reporter went to the Canuck early in the evening this week. After walking in and sitting down at a table, a masked waitress asked for proof of vaccination and photo identification. Only about 10 patrons were in the establishment at the time. Young declined to comment for this article, but in a post dated Tuesday he said he was shocked to once again see a full parking lot at the venue when driving by Monday evening. A post on the Canada Unity social media group promoted a Convoy for Freedom event at the Canuck hosted by a group calling itself Sault Ste. Marie Freedom Alliance Monday evening. An AGCO spokesperson confirmed on Tuesday that it has received a complaint about the Canuck. Generally speaking, when a complaint is received, AGCO compliance officials gather more information about the allegation and collaborate with local municipal officials and local police service, said the AGCO spokesperson. Consequences for non-compliance can include a fine, a temporary suspension of the establishment's liquor license or, in the most serious cases, a complete revocation of the license. A bar in Kingston recently had its liquor license suspended by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario after breaking provincial pandemic rules after several complaints were made to Kingston Public Health. The spokesperson said AGCO works with local municipal officials and police when a complaint is made and the first attempt to resolve the situation is made through an education-only approach. The AGCO appreciates and recognizes all the establishments that are taking this responsibility seriously, and we will continue to address situations where that responsibility is being disregarded, said the spokesperson. Algoma Public Health does not comment on ongoing investigations, said Chris Spooney, manager of environmental health for the agency. Sue Today asked APH to clarify whether an investigation was underway, but did not receive a response by press time. Speaking generally, Spooney said enforcement approaches begin with education to ensure appropriate information is provided and businesses are provided reasonable opportunities to comply. He said public health works with the Ministry of Health, local police and the AGCO to respond to complaints and compliance issues,